Ted Cruz, saying Republicans want to defund the police like saying Dems want to build the wall. By Jeff Poor on June 30, 2021. Tuesday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, slammed Democrats trying to frame the so-called defund the police effort as a Republican push. Cruz likened such a claim to saying Democrats were promoting U.S.-Mexico border wall construction. Well, Sean, I got to say, it's remarkable that the White House is now apparently employing comedians, he said. You know, there's an old Yiddish word for that, chutzpah. You know, for them to run out and claim that it's Republicans who want to defund the police. That's like an arsonist showing up at the fire and blaming the firemen. That's like the Chinese blaming the Americans for the Wuhan virus. That's like OJ saying he's going to help find the real killer. That's like Democrats saying they're the ones that want to build the wall. It's absurd. It's ridiculous, and they know it, Cruz continued. But you know what? They're also counting on the media, all encircling Joe Biden and saying, poor Uncle Joe, he doesn't want to abolish your police. Cruz offered examples of Democrat polls that had made overtures on defunding police. Well, last time I checked, Bill de Blasio, the Democratic mayor of New York, campaigned on defunding the police, cut $1 billion from the NYPD, and you know what? Cruz said. De Blasio was standing on that same Democratic stage with Joe Biden. You might not remember it, but de Blasio was right there. Last I checked, Ock is a Democrat. Last I checked, Tlaib's a Democrat. Last I checked, Omar is a Democrat. Last I checked, the Summer of Love, you remember when you had the Chaz Autonomous Zone, you had a Democrat going, oh, it's just the Summer of Love. I mean, I want to see the Democrats make the case to the American people. He continued. Put us in charge, like the mayor of Portland can say, put us in charge. Let us abolish your police. If you don't like your murder rate, we can increase it 8 times, 800%. According to the Texas Republican lawmaker, Democrats have recognized the issue as a liability in the upcoming election cycle. Look, the Democrats understand they're in trouble, Cruz said. Abolishing the police is stupid. The American people know that. By the way, African Americans and Hispanics overwhelmingly oppose abolishing the police. And so, suddenly, these rich white liberals that said let them eat cake, let them be without police, are realizing, oh, no, this is unpopular. And so, they're trying to claim these aren't the droids you're looking for. They've never supported it. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. And, Sean, if you want to know what Joe Biden thinks, look no further than two of the senior officials he appointed to the Department of Justice, Vinita Gupta and Kristen Clark, he continued. They are two of the leading advocates for defunding and abolishing the police. Last year in writing and congressional testimony, they advocated it. Biden appointed them to two of the top positions in the Department of Justice. And, by the way, out of 50 Democrats in the Senate, you know how many voted to confirm both of them? He added. All 50. Every single Democrat voted to confirm vocal advocates for abolishing the police. That's who's helping run the Department of Justice right now. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.